Now, we have about five choices. You know, we can be bad at what we do. I mean, we can be average at what we do. I mean, we can be good at what we do. Or we can be excellent, or we can be elite. And everybody has a choice as to what they want to do and how they want to do that. But if you're going to be excellent or elite, you got to do special things. You have to have special intensity. You have to have special focus. You have to have a special commitment and drive and passion to do things at a high level and a high standard all the time. And it doesn't matter what God-given ability that you have, that probably can make you good. But without the rest of it, I'm not sure you ever get excellent or elite. And that's the part that we're trying to get to.
Truly a reset and a recommitment and a refocus, and you know, we go back to work. We live modern, but we train old. You know, that's a mindset so that you don't lose the perspective. You just fall in love with the grind. I mean, it's a grind. You got to love it. They don't put championship rings on smooth hands. You got to put the work in. You know, the quality of the construction is based on the commitment of the crew. You got to have guys, coaches, and staff that are committed.
And the big part of being a team is you have to be able to communicate with other people, and you have to work with other people. And you can never have any team chemistry for this reason. Mediocre people don't like high achievers, and high achievers don't like mediocre people. So if everybody doesn't buy into the same principles and values of the organization and the same high standard, you're never going to be successful. Get the right guys on the bus, get them in the right seats, and get the wrong guys off the bus. So one of these days, you're going to be working in an organization, and somebody's going to try to do that to you. So which one of those people do you want to be? Do you want to be somebody they're trying to get off the bus because you're satisfied with mediocre performance? Because you can never have any team chemistry in your organization if everybody's not committed to the same standard and the same things. You know, when I worked for Bill Belichick, we had one sign in the building. It was, do your job. And you go into all these places and, you know, you see all these things. One sign, do your job.